This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 13, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Southwest Airlines appears to be moving aggressively to respond to a $10 million FAA fine and allegations it flew dozens of its older Boeing 737s without required safety inspections. Want to get away? Both the airline and Boeing assured the public on Monday that safety had not been compromised. But in an internal audit conducted Tuesday, Southwest says it, quote, discovered an ambiguity related to required testing, unquote. Of 44 aircraft identified as having uncertain inspection records, one was already retired from service, five were already in the shop for maintenance and inspections. 38 others were grounded pending inspection, requiring the cancellation of 4% of Southwest's Wednesday schedule. The required inspections reportedly take 90 minutes per aircraft. Southwest says it expects a return to a normal schedule on Thursday, but cautions the ongoing internal review may result in other operational changes. Southwest says it has also placed three employees on paid leave, pending the results of internal and federal reviews. The European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company reported a loss of $684 million for 2007. That's its first loss in 5 years. At the top of the problem list was EADS Airbus Division, which Reuters reports lost $1.35 billion for the year. CEO Louis Gallois blamed the company's ongoing Power 8 restructuring program and the continued devaluation of the U.S. dollar. EADS also suffered costly delays in development of its A400M military turboprop transport and the upcoming Airbus A350 XWB commercial airliner. In brighter news, the company did trim fourth quarter losses compared to last year, and while some pain is still expected in 2008, the company is already bragging about the KC-45A. In its press release, EADS says, quote, improvements across the board and our recent success on the U.S. defense market point to a promising start into 2008, unquote. Engineers at NASA are doing a frame-by-frame review of debris, which may have hit the nose of the space shuttle Endeavour Tuesday morning, just 10 seconds into its mission. It's not clear yet whether the object was a bird or something else, but Flight Director Mike Moses told the Associated Press that by tonight, they'll at least know its trajectory and where it came from. As the shuttle approached the International Space Station for docking last night, cameras on the station got a close-up look at the shuttle. Mission officials will analyze those pictures for any signs of damage. Avadyne has scored another STC for its Integra Integrated Flight Deck System. Avadyne and Southern Star Avionics LLC of Mobile, Alabama, are ready now to retrofit Envision into as many as 5,000 Cessnas, including the 414A and other variants of the 401, 402, 414, and 421. Avadyne says Envision modernizes the popular Cessna piston twins with leading-edge situational awareness and safety systems and the industry's easiest-to-use integrated flight deck. Retail pricing begins at about $35,000 for the EXP5000 primary flight display with STC kit, and $17,000 more for the radar-capable EX5000 multifunction display. Options include the TAS-600 traffic advisory system, the MLB-700 broadcast data link weather, and the TWX-670 tactical lightning detection. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. U.S. Airways pilots vote next week to decertify the ALPA. The GAO says the Joint Strike Fighter's price is ballooning. And Taylor Craft owners are orphans once again. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Pat Murphy of Pro Aero Solutions and Paul Whetstone of Interceptor Aircraft, who's selling the Myers Aircraft Company. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.